It is the day that the Lord has made to us is to enjoy and celebrate and rejoice.
Yino ndi tsiku linanso limene Mulungu walipanga kotero kuti kwa ife ndikungosangalala ndikukondweramo mmenemo.
There is nothing wrong, nothing bad that the Lord has put in His plan and designs.
Kulibetu china chilichonse chimene ncholakwika kapena chimene nchoipa chimene Mulungu analipika monga mwa kukonzeratu kwake.
Whatever my eye straightening is what God has already set forth, and my eye straightens according to my own understanding and my own will, that can never justify what God has already set forth.
Chini jonse tu chimene maso anga amaona, andi chimene Mulungu anachikira kukale. Kotero kuti maso anga akamaona, amaona, andi kuma cholinga chofuna kukondweza tubilanga kumene lima uniki maso ama unikira maganizo anga kumaganiza anga kukoza chitu chukoza kuenda mwino munga mamene nendu kufunira. Komabe maso anga osanga che kuongorera chifunio jamu chimene Mulungu anachikira kale.
There is times whereby my eyes helped me to see things in my own understanding and think that it's part and parcel of worshiping the true living God while it's idolatry worship.
Inalipotu nthawi imene masuanga ane duongolera kunirozera zintu zimene zimaoneka ngati kunena kuti ndiye dongosolo labu inulaka pembezedwe imene nali kuenda apo.
Christ is the cornerstone of the church and the chief builder of His house. But there is times whereby even the person who never builds is not a builder. But when he sees the wall, he can point and say that this wall is bent, this wall is not straight. He can be using his eyes, thinking that the eye is a level of threatening the house that a builder would build using the level.
Komandu ilipontawi ina imene muntu amene sazi wangakale kumanga, nyumba itata kumangidwa, ama takuia ngana. Ndikumafika mumala nkula zonena kudai nyumba iyi sina mangire bwino imaoneka kuti inakhotesedwa khotesedwa iyeyo amaganiza ngati kunena kuti maso ake akhoza kukhala wongola kuposa mwini wake amene amamanga amene amachita kugwiritsa ntchito levulo.
But the truth is that no eye can strengthen whatever the level has made it straight.
Umaru chona chake nchonena kuti kulibe diso limene likhoza kuongolera chinthu chimene alevulo inachipanga chinthu kuti chikhale chowongoka.
Whatever the Lord has put it, nobody can put asunder.
Ndipo china chilichonse chimene Mulungu anachiyika kulibe munthu wina amene akhoza kuchipatula.
There is time whereby a man thinks that is somebody, but you are but filthy lacks guys.
Ndipo nthawi ina imene munthu amatha kumaganiza ngati kunena kuti iyeyo ali kanthu komano tuma patero kusadziwa kunena kuti iweyo ndiwe sanza chabe zonunkha.
And the eye that makes straight things according to my will makes me to start my own denomination, my own congregation, my own religion, and I try to mobilize the people and make the people to believe the liars that has started using my eyes that is very weak.
Kumabedu diso limene lima ungolela zindu mwantundu uundi diso limene lima pangisa aso zindu kapena kuti lima funa kupanga zindu mufuna ukondole sambuye wake. Ndikumayamba kumaona zindu zomonga kuti zikatero ndi kuti zone kabwino posazi ndikira kuti diso ndilo mwenye makuthandiza ndoye kukhala ufoka foka.
May God help me see my filthy lugs all the way so that I shouldn't boast, but my mouth should be shut.
Mabedu ambuya nditandize kunena kuti ma andionesere inasebule maso anga ndikuona kuipa kwanga ineyo kotero kuti ndisazitamandire koma ndikazindikire kunena kuti zonse zochita inezo ndisanza chabe.
This was the journey using the eyes to the pilot, the king, so that they should judge Christ Jesus.
Umuntu ndimbenesa zinalili pamaso pa Oweruza Pilato amene amagwirisa ntchito maso ake kunena kuti akhoza kumweruza Yesu Kristo.
People thought with their minds, with whatever they see with their eyes, thinking that they see something that is good, that is holy, and come to Pilate to accuse Christ Jesus, let it to be crucified.
Anthu anali maganizo kapena kuti anafika pamulingo womaganiza kuti zimene iwo akuzoona ndi maso awo akhozoziweruza mpaka anafika pomtengera Yesu Khristu pamaso pa Pilato kunena kuti akamuweruze kuti apachikidwe.
But the truth is, people are short of the glory of God and are very sinful, blind and lost before God.
Komatu chiona chake nchonena kuti anthu onse anaperewera pamaso pa Mulungu ndipo iwo ndiochimwa ndi unyansa pa zinthu zokhudza Mulungu.
The truth is, Christ is but holy, but is worthy to be crucified, claimed to be a sinner while sinless, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Ndiponso choonadi nchonena kuti Yesu Khristu ndi woyera, komano kuonga mwa malemba, iyeyo anafunika kukapachikidwa atanyamula zochimwa zawo chimwayo pamene iye ndi woyera kuti malembo akwanirisidwe.
That's why verse 33 of John chapter 18 that we have been in is saying about the journey to re-enter into the courtroom and meet with Christ again.
Ndifa chake tikamaona mu verse yake ya 33 ya buku limene tikuona ya ma Yohane chapter 18 ikuyankhulatu za ulendo wa chiwiri umene Yohane asipe Petro Pilato analowanso kukakumana ndi Yesu Khristu mbwalo la milandu umene Yesu anali.
Which means the case was not between Pilate and Jesus, because Pilate has been moving up and down here and there, transferring the message to this press and to this press. He was just a messenger, not a little judge.
Zinthu zikusimikizira bwino kunena kuti panalibe mlandu pakati pa Yesu Khristu ndi Pilato. Koma kuti Pilato iwo anangokhala monga mkhala pakati, amene anali kuyendayenda kutuluka kulowa, amene amakapereka uthenga kwa anthu, amene akumpereka komanso kapereka uthenga kwa Yesu Khristu amene akuneneizidwayo.
Because it might be very nonsense, a judge to be moving like a messenger, coming here, transferring the message, taking the message and put here, just moving like a messenger, while a judge is a loyal rank, whereby if a person is on that position, is to be well honored.
Chifuwa tu sizinga kare jiona, kwa zikuwana kamunga zopanda nzeru kwa mbili, kunena kuti, mundu hameni mkirewe mika, akuyenda ye nangati kuti ye ndongo tumikila kwa uwe mika. Chifuwa, iye hameni mkirewe mika, mpando wa uwe mika, mpando wa ukuru, ndi mpando wa lemekezeka, iye mafunika kukhala pansi.
Because here there is two places. The first place is a courtroom where Jesus Christ is. And the second place is the outside where the people claim to be holy are there waiting.
Kubwalo la milandu mmene Yesu Khristu anali komanso malo achiwiri ndi kunja kumene anthu amene amaziyesera kukhala olungama ja umtengeza Yesu anali kuyembekeza.
The outside place seems to be the holy place. The inside place seems to be the defiled place. It's where Christ was. So Pilate was to be in the defiled place, then outside the holy place, defiled place, holy place, defiled place, holy place, has been moving in that way.
Chifuatu hapa zikuoneka ngati kunena kuti malo amene anali oyera ndi kunja kumene kunali ajanthu amene anali panjati. Pamene mkati mbwalo la milandumu mukutengedwa kukhala ngati kunali malo oyipa, ndiye malo odetsedwa. Mmalo mwake Pilato zimantengerano nthawi kunena kuti azichoka uku kupita kutuluka panja nkukalowa mkati, kutuluka panja nkukalowa mkati, ndi mmene zimakhalira.
This completely shows that Pilate was not a judge. Christ is the judge. So because Christ has stepped in the courtroom, he has taken the throne into himself spiritually, but physically, Pilate was in position.
Muzimu ndiye kuti anakhala pa mpando wa kuweruza ndi Yesu Khristu uyo, koma no mthupizi maoneka kuti Pilato ndiye amene akuweruza.
Because if Pilate was little 100% plus a king, him who would have been sending the messages to be transferring the messages outside, inside. But he was but a messenger, just a man, led to be sent and to be judged by the righteous judge who is before him, but resembled like a criminal.
Chifuwa nunga di Pilato wakana kala wenu za wenu wena kana kala di mfumu. Ye Pilato wakana kala fansi mbalo na milandu yungu kumajita utuma omtu mijira ake kunena kude au tenga azika fotokozera. Kuma di kumuona Pilato yu akutumikira yeyo kukala monga ye muntu amene ndo tumikira. Izitu zikuwane serapuera kunena kuti Pilato yu anali muntu ambajabe kama soba ambuye. Maluma ake yeyo amakajita zindu zina zindu zonsi. Kwa tumikajabe kama soba ambuye.
Before it pleased God to reveal Christ in us, we could be thinking that we are somebody, we can be doing whatever seems to be good to ourselves, but when it pleased God to reveal Christ in us, then when Christ will step in our heart, then it will change. The original you will be seen that you are but a messenger.
Mene muru ni mene zima kalira hapa muntu ila aliensa mene doji mwawesa nkidwa. Ngati kuti nthawi ya kufumbu lusa mwana wake Yesu Kristu mungi umwa muntu sinakwane. Kimene chima kitika nchoni na kuti muntu ochima ama ganita ngati kunena kuti alinka ntukuna kozo ujita kapina kantu kamena kozo kundu lisana kumulungu. Koma ukanko mena mungu kufumbu lusa mwana wake pa iwe. Pamene bobo zitu zima sinta malomu wake iwe umakala kapolo utazindikila kuti ndi ochima ndiku yamba kumtu mikira hii.
If Christ stepped in your heart, same time automatically you'll know your side that you are but a messenger of Christ, the King and the Savior.
Ngadito Yesu Kristu atangoti waluwa mtima mwako, nawe yomweyo, iweyo uzazindikira, kunena kuti iweyo sunali kantu ayi, kumakantu ndi Yesu Kristu, ndipo yeye ndiye ambweni mpulumusi wa moyo wako.
And from that day forward, you will but preach Christ and Him crucified without compromise. And even what Pilate was doing, it was like what priest or that priest does, transferring the message, taking from the people to God, to Christ, and from Christ to the people.
Ndipo mukamaona zimene Pilato anali kuchita, mukhoza kuona kuti ni ntchito imene anali kuchita ndi ansembe, imene anali kutenga amene wankhala pakati awanthu ndi Mulungu, kutenga uthenga kwa anthu, kupereka kwa Mulungu, kutenga kwa Mulungu, kupereka kwa anthu.
So he was acting like a priest.
Ndipo iyeyo amagwira ntchito ngati wansembe.
Showing Christ as the little priest, the high priest of the people, one worthy to save and to take away the sins of his own elect. Verse 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? But don't forget that Pilate was a judge and was a king. But the king is asking Christ, who is to be said a convict, that are you a king? Like he is a prostitutor, not a king. He was like a prostitutor now. He was not like a regional king and judge. Which means if you don't know the Christ of the scriptures, you'll be thinking many things about Christ. And if it preached not by Christ to reveal Christ to you, then you'll be just preaching notes, preaching whatever you are thinking about, that maybe he is what? He is this and he is that.
Umuntu nimene zimakhalira asonga ndi Mulungu sanavumbuluse mwana wake wamwayiwe kuti umuzindikire Yesu Khristu. Chimene iweyo umalalikira, umangolalikira zimene unako papena pake, unakopera, unamvirako zina zake zophunzira Yesu, nde umakangolalikira za mmaganizo mwako makuti kapena ndizi kapena ndizi osadziwa zenizeni.
That's why one day Christ asked the people about himself, about who is he, how the people see him, that who is he.
Yufayake siku lina ambuye Yesu, anakawa fursa opunzira kunena kuti kodi yeye ni ndani ama kunena kuti ndani ndipo akama tena chani za yeye.
The disciples ran with answers to Christ that you are one of the prophets, Elijah, Jeremiah, whomsoever, John the Baptist, and they said that it's what the people think that Christ is.
Ndipo kufunzira anachita changu umwe ankhambuye Yesu kunena kudai inuyo ndinu mmodzi wa aneneri monga Elia, Yeremia, kapena Yohane, ndimene momo iwo ndimene amaganizira zokhuza Yesu.
But the question unchanged when Christ asked them. This is the answer of how the people think about him, but about you, who do you know am I?
Ndeno fusoro lina dzasintha pamene popo atayankha zimenezi kunena kuti oh matero kuti anthu amatero kuti ndine Elia ndine mneneri. Tsono nanga iwuyo mukandiona ine mati ndine ndani.
There was a silence in the campus whereby nobody could come up with the right answer of Christ, but it takes God to reveal Christ in the heart of Peter so that he might respond that you are Jesus, the Son of the Living God.
Umatu kutitabwela fuswe jipana karabata pambalopo jipabu libe mutu amena anata kuimira ndiku yankula mene yeyo ama mzivira Yesu Kristu anbonsa anakala jini jipana libesu mauta kutoku yanka. Ndipo zina jito otengela Mulungu mwini wache kufumbulu samzimu wake mwa Petro kuta amuzindi jile kunena kuti inuwe ndinu Yesu mwana wa Mulungu wa moyo.
So it's when Christ said you are a blessed man, meaning that it's not the flesh and body that have revealed Christ to you, but the Father in heaven.
Abadu mpamene ambuyesu anamuyanka anamuza Petulo kunena kuti weyo ndi odala Simoni Petulo chifukwa kuti thupi ni mwanzi sikungathe kukulula iwe izizayi koma zichita kutengera Atate wanga wakumwamba.
What we see here, we see that the disciples has been with Christ for some time, eating with him, sleeping with him, but without knowing him, the exact him, that who is he before them.
Chimene chichitiona kunena kuti ngakhale ophunzira amene anakhala nthawi yayitali ndi ambuye Yesu anadya naye, anakhala naye limodzi usiku amagona limodzi, analephera kumuzindikira kuti iyeyu ndi ndani.
What we see here, there is nobody that can know Christ if it is not the Lord who revealed Christ to the person.
Ndipo tikamaona zimenezi tiona kunena kuti kulibe munthu amene akhoza kumuzindikira Yesu Khristu kuti ndi ndani ngati sichingachita kutengera a Mulungu Atate kuzivumbulusira yekha kwa munthuyo.
And if it is not approved by God to reveal Christ to you, then you'll be one of the people asking Christ, art thou the King of Jews? Meaning you don't know the exact him he is. Knowing Christ comes from the Lord. It never comes from our mind, from our capability, from whatever we think, it comes from the Lord.
This is my take and my God to have been able to take it up to the cause of music.
Here we see that the Pilate didn't know the exact Christ whom he is speaking about and speaking with.
Verse 34.
Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? This is Christ now speaking to Pilate, preaching to Pilate the exact him to him. And he's boldly saying that, are you the one who is saying this thing? If through thyself, in thyself, all others has told you of him. Verse 35. Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Here, Pilate is trying to come up with the exact side of himself, that he is not a Jew, so he is not one of the people accusing him. Look to verse 36, whereby Jesus answered by saying, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then could my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from this.
Ufumu wanga suli wa dziko lino lapansi. Ufumu wanga ukadakhala wa dziko lino lapansi. Anyamatanga akadalimbika nkhondo kuti ndisaperekedwe kwa Ayuda. Koma tsopano ufumu wanga suli wochokera kwakuno.
What is showing here is that the kingdom, the spiritual kingdom of God is not without, is having no fight, physical fight. God fights for himself, no press whereby a man has been given a space to fight for. Which means you can never come up with a decision, you can never think about it, you can never do whatever. It's God who started and it's God who finishes.
Verse 37.
Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered. Which means that is conversation between Pilate and Jesus. Look to the answer of Jesus. Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
Ndemukozatu kuona kunena kuti apa panali kukambirana pakati pa Pilato ndi Ambuye Yesu Kristu. Ndipo Yesu Kristu akuyankha, Yesu Kristu anayankha, mune nakuti ndine mfumu. Ndinabapira ichi ine. Ndipo ndinadzera ichi kudza kudziko lapansi kuti ndikachite mboni ndi chionadi. Yense wakukhala mwa chionadi amva mawanga.
So Christ Jesus is answering Pilate that to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Which means he came to be the king, but not the physical king as the people thought about. Because when we read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, 6, 7 says, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 starts by saying, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, that is Christ in the world now, he saith, that is the speech of Christ Jesus, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
Verse 6.
Of the same chapter. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. 7. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book is it is written of me to do thy will, O God.
Taonani ndafika pamutu pache pabuku palembedwa zaine kuzachita chifuniro chanu Mulungu.
So you can see here Christ is speaking that everything is of him.
Ndipo apa mukhoza kuona chimene Yesu Kristo akuchita mkhula kunena kuti zonse zinali kunedwa zinali za iye.
Number 2, we see Christ saying on verse 7 that he has come to do the will of God. The question might be, what is the will of God? It is but to come into this world and die on the cross and purge away the sins of his own people. Christ is the substitutional of the sins of his own people.
Yesu Christ ndiye amene anakhala wochosa machimo anthu ake.
Christ is the submission of his own people.
Ndipo Yesu Kristo ameneyo ndiye chiyereso cha machimo anthu ake.
He is everything to his own people.
Yeye ndi chilichonse pa anthu ake.
Christ is the only remedy to the sin that a man has been caught in.
Ndipo tu Kristo ndiye ndondomeko ya amakiriso kapena kuti mankhwala ochosera chimo la machimo a munthu amene munthuyo analimo.
Christ is the only salvation, is the only hope that the Lord has set forth for his own people. There is nothing in our own that we can do that can be preserved before God. There is nothing that we can do in our own that can be appreciable by God. There is nothing that we can point and deliver it to the Lord that is not filthy. Our minds, our thinkings, our ways, whatever is but filthy lugs and dung before the Lord.
We are
sinners by inheritance.
We are
sinners by imputation. We are sinners from the preamble, but God, because of his rich mercy, He loved us with a great love and purged away all our sins and delivered us before Him, holy before the Lord. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have got salvation. We have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Koma chifuwa cha chifundo cha chikulu cha chifuwa chifundo zole mera cha mulungu ndichiko ndi cha chikulu cha mulungu mulungu yo anachosa gulugulu zathu pa ifeyo ndikuti yesera kukhala olungama chifuwa cha magazi a mwana wake Yesu Kristu kodi kuti talungamisidwa mu ifa ya mbuye wathu Yesu Kristu.
That's why we sing a song, blood, 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 but blood that was shed on the cross saves a sinner such as is me.
What
a precious blood that Christ shed that makes me to be holy and without shame before the Lord. That's why somebody sang a song, what can wash away all my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Meaning it's Christ alone worthy to take away my sin. So some things that we have found in verse 36 is that, number one, the kingdom of the of Christ is not of this world. He is very spiritual. Which means those who are to inherit this kingdom are of spiritual and saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, elected by God from the beginning, and regenerated by the Spirit according to His purpose and will. Number two, because this kingdom is not of this world, there is no fight. Which means if there is a fight in this world, is of the devil, is not of the Lord. When I said is of the world, what I'm trying to come up is that it's only religion that will fight because they don't have the word, they don't have Christ. So we are to continue preaching Christ and Him crucified without compromise. Never fight. Never campaign this gospel. Let the Lord campaign for Himself. So is he having a spiritual kingdom, not no fight. That is verse 36 that we are looking in. So because it is not this or the worldly kingdom, that's why Jesus Christ was delivered unto the Jews. Why Christ was delivered by God to the Jews? Why was Christ being delivered by God to the Jews?
Nanga chifaja ni mulungu anampereka mwana wake Yesu Kristu kupitira mwa Yuda.
It's because there is Acts chapter 2 verse 23 whereby it says him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and be wicked, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. So, number three, the kingdom of God of Christ is spiritual. That will be accepted, preached by the elect only, those God is pleased to reveal Christ to them. So while verse 37, we saw Christ responding that thou sayest that I am the king. He was responding to the question that Pilate asked him, are you the king? Pilate, because he was not a Jew, he was not knowing the record, the history that has been written in Isaiah chapter
9,
verse
6.
Because in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, number one, Counselor, number two, Mighty God, number three, the Everlasting Father, number four, the Prince of Peace, number five.
You know, pakuti kwa ife, mwana wakanda wabadwa kwa ife. Mwana wa mamuna wapasidwa. Ndipo ulamulo waje uzakala papewa laje. Ndipo azamu chazina laje. Wodabuisa. Zina loyamba nimeneo. Kapena kutu udindo yamba. Chazi number two. Wapungu kapena kutu olangi zaru wameneo. Chazi number three. Mulungu wapangu zonse. Chazi number four. Adate osata. Kumasu chazi number five. Kakuti kalonga wa mtendele.
So these are the names of Jesus Christ, the Savior of his own people. The Bible says there is a government that shall be sent upon his shoulder. So because of that government, the government brings the name and told him to be called Wonderful. Which means you never understood him, always you'll be wondering who is he, until when it pleased God to reveal Christ to you, then you know that it's but Christ of the scriptures that died on the cross for his own people and touched away all the sins of his own people. That's why when we are preaching this Christ, people will always get marveled because they will never understood him. He will never be understood by physical only, but only those God elected.
Mm-hmm. kira ngati Mulungu mwini wake atakawa kuti akachitire.
Another thing they call it to be counselor.
Chikonselo chinthu china kapena dzina lina la chiwiri akunena kuti amenewa adzatchedwa kuti ndi wauphungu.
Why him being a counselor? Because there is time whereby a man will be going astray. But let him come with counseling and counsel him so that he should be doing according to the counsel of God. You know, I remember in these congregations, before it pleased God to reveal Christ to us, we were even appointing the counselors to our groups of religions called to be churches, that you are the counselor that will be counseling the people without knowing that there is a counselor but Christ who counsel the people according to the scriptures.
Kudziwa chani, iliwo nthawi ina tiri mchipembedzo. Mzimu wa Ambuye asanavungulutse mwana wake mwa ife kuti timuzindikire Khristu wa mmalemba. Imene nthawi ya chipembedzoyo timakhala ndi nthawi yosankha maudindo, ndiye mpaka natipafika pa mulingo womasankha anthu ena kunena kuti inuyo ndinu azilangizi, amene muzilangiza anthu kunena kuti asamasochere. Posazindikira kunena kuti Mulungu mwini wake ndiye mlangizi wa anthu ake.
If you are going astray, he is the counselor that takes you and teach you his words, so that you should be doing according to what God has already set forth. Another name is, that is number three name, he is a mighty God, meaning he is the king.
Ndiponso dzina lina la chitatu lomwe tiliona ndi Mulungu wamphamvu, kutanthwa zoona kuti ndi Mulungu amene ndi wolamulira.
Mighty is found in the kingship.
Ndikamala nkhulatu za mphamvu ndi zimene zimapezeka ku ufumu, ku chifumu kapena kuti mu mphamvu ya ufumu.
There is nobody who is mighty if he is not the king.
Kulibetu munthu amene akhoza kukhala ndi mphamvu ngati iye si mfumu.
Mighty is the one of the attributes and characters of God. Which means what Pilate was asking Christ shows fully that physical will not hear the word of God. Because we saw him asking Christ, "Are you the king?" without knowing that he is the mighty God. He is the king. Christ is the king. He is the sovereign ruler of his own people. That's why to that kingship of Christ, we look at verse 7, whereby he says, of the increase of his government, that is kingship and mightiness, and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, and to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, ever, even forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this.
Ndipo ufumu wache kukhazikisa ndi kuchirikiza mzo ndi chilungamo kuyambira tsopano ndi kunkabe nthawi zonse. Changu cha Yehova wamakamu chidzachita zimenezi.
Here we saw that Christ is 100% God and the King, and he is the mighty one.
Vodu abati wone radu kwa thundu kunena kuti Yesu Kristu ndi Mulungu wa thundu ndithu ndiponso yeyo ndi mfumu komanso yeyo ndi wamphamvu.
Which means when we are preaching Christ, we are preaching the King, our God, the Mighty One. We are preaching the God who is mighty and who is the King and Sovereign Ruler of His own people. Christ is the King and the Sovereign Ruler of His own people. So, Old Testament has already set forth that Christ is the King. Now, we see here Pilate asking him, are you the King? Which means that's why he was sent to be going out, in and out, in and out. Because Pilate was not a king, but the little king has come. But the reflection of the spiritual kingship, that is of Christ, is seen in his ruler as a king in the office physically. But when the little king comes, he is but fake one, led to be a messenger, sending messages. The fourth name says he is an everlasting father. Which means he is the creator and the owner of his own people. Christ is the creator and the origin of his own people. Because a son, a daughter, a child is the reflection of the father's seed. There is no child without the father, the original provider of that seed. If we are a saint today, it's because there is a seed, which means there is origin, and the origin is God. So he is the owner of us. There is nothing of us but of God. Another thing that we saw here, there is nobody who can make a decision to be a son to the Father. Which means we are having the Father as a sovereign rule that the Lord has already set forth. That these are the children to the Father, and one day they will hear the voice. Christ is the Father, is the director, and he is the protector of his own people. Last name and the last name, this is attribute and character of God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the origin of peace. Him is the peace. Which means if you have got Christ, there is joy, peace in you, and you celebrate even in distresses and in situations that seems to be bad. You will always celebrate and enjoy and rejoice because God is with you. That's why the last sentence that we are having on verse 37, as we are concluding the message of today, says that I should bear witness unto the truth. That is verse 37, second sentence to the last. He came to bear witness unto the truth. What is the truth? It's Christ Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
It's the word of God. It's the crucifixion. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross is the truth. Preaching the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross, you are preaching the way, you are preaching the truth. And this truth will be not inherited by many, but only the elect will hear this message. That's why the last sentence of verse 37 says, everyone that is of the truth heareth the voice of Christ. So you can see, everyone that is of the truth, it means it's not all who are of the truth. Another way we can say that everyone who has been elected by God is the only one that hears the voice. Again, when they said hearing, it means there is an ear that has been given to hear. Which means God gave the ear to those God elected. He gave them the ear to hear the oracles of God. He gave them the ear to hear the voice of God. No many people hear the voice of God, but the elect only. That's why John chapter 10 says, my sheep hears my voice. That's why Psalm says, he is the shepherd to the sheep. To conclude this message, the gospel will be heard by the ear, to those God who give them the ear to hear the gospel. Blessed is the one whom the Lord opened his ears so that he might hear the voice of the Lord. Never boast in your flesh, boast in the Lord. Never think that in yourself there is something good, but think that Christ is the only one who is God. To hear my voice. this is not Nasser's voice, but the voice of God, the voice of Jesus. As I am concluding preaching the message of today, the title of the message of today is "The Elect Who Hear the Voice of God." May God help us understand and hear this gospel according to how the Lord patented and designed it and made it. Let us look to God in prayer as you are approaching the service of today, the time of worship of today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon here, but morning other side. It is evening other side too. Thank you for your sovereignty in ruling the times and seasons according to your will. As we are closing the service of today, Father, we understand that those that are the elect will hear your voice. Help us hear you, Father. Help us you understand you, Father. Help us, Father God, so that we might preach this Christ of the scripture without compromise. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.